Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hey, Gloria Rand here, and welcome to another edition of Right Sell Succeed. I am so excited about today's episode because we are going to start. This is going to be my first interview that I'm going to be doing on the podcast, and it is with a fantastic woman who I will have you know, she is actually a coach of mine, a mentor, and I just love her to death. She's a wonderful woman. So I want to tell you a little bit about her. Who is this great, awesome woman? Her name is Amanda Rose Igo, and she is the six-figure speaking goddess. And Amanda Rose specializes in turning traditional presentations into powerful and lucrative speaking opportunities that create the impact, influence, and income you desire. So, as a result of overcoming her own significant speaking challenges, she has dedicated her life to helping business owners, entrepreneurs, and visionary leaders maximize the profound power of speaking to create more money, clients, and breakthroughs in their business. Now, the power of what Amanda Rose teaches has helped her clients from around the globe, including North America, Germany, Switzerland, Romania, England, and Australia. Now, Amanda Rose is also the author of Pain-Free Public Speaking and a contributing author in the number one best-selling book series, Chicken Soup for the Soul. She's also been a featured expert on the Fox 4 television station. So, whether Amanda Rose is being interviewed on television or speaking to international audiences, she ignites the atmosphere with her empowering message, intuitive insights, contagious enthusiasm, and real results. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let this interview go, and basically, you're going to get to hear a little bit about why I think Amanda Rose is so awesome. So, we're going to go right to and get to the interview. Here we go.
Let's get into let's know a little bit about your background and how you actually became known as this six-figure speaking goddess.
Well, Gloria, that's a great question because many people think, they'll look at me and say, oh, well, she's Amanda Rose, she's the speaker, she's known as the six-figure speaking goddess. She was probably born to do this. That is so far from my reality. Many, many years ago, I grew up in a very, very, very normal household on many levels. Except one day when I came home from kindergarten, my dad had literally vanished, disappeared. No one knew where he went. As a small child coming home from kindergarten, can you imagine what that experience is like? All of a sudden, your dad is gone. It turned out, 4 years later, my dad had actually gone to another state, and he ended up dying in a fire. I never saw him for those 4 years until he laid in the casket. Now, the thing that had the biggest impact on me from that experience is my mom's response to certain situations. Now, my mom, God rest her soul, God bless her, worked 60, 70, 80 hours a week to provide for my brother and I, to keep us in this same middle-class neighborhood, to take care of us, to provide everything that we physically needed. However, she was emotionally spent, Gloria. She was just completely wiped out. And it showed up in a negative way when interacting with me, this little kid. I will go to my mom and I might be upset about something that happened in school. Maybe a kid teased me, which that did happen. I didn't get great grades in school. Maybe that was bothering me. No matter what it was, I would go to my mom and I'd be upset about something and I might be crying. And as I'm crying, telling her how I feel, my mom, being so emotionally wiped out, would literally laugh in my face. She didn't know how to respond. She was just so overwhelmed by her circumstances, this negative response came out. So I started with my mom, your mom laughing at you, you would go, whoa, you know, something's wrong here. I must be wrong. So I started to believe that I shouldn't share my feelings. I started to believe that I was meant to stay quiet. I started to believe that if I opened my mouth, people would laugh at me. So I started to have all these speaking challenges, from nervous laughter to Queen of the Ahs and Ums, to really being very, very silent many times because I was afraid what people would say or think about what I had to say, and ultimately afraid that they would laugh at me. So I ended up with all these communication challenges. The person that communicates today was not the person that communicated in the past. It was a total disaster. And it was just horrific. Even ended up in speech therapy in grammar school. No wonder why I didn't want to talk much. Well, sometimes fate steps in your life. You end up in a situation that you never saw coming. I was working as a social worker, and I took a job with a nonprofit organization as a fundraiser. I wanted a little bit of a change. Well, they didn't tell me, Gloria, when I took the job, that I would literally have to stand in front of hundreds of people and present.
Oh, man. Uh-oh.
I had no experience, none whatsoever, and here I am having to present in front of hundreds of people. So I could have quit the job. I could have let my fear, my doubt, my insecurities, my fear of people laughing at me lead me to quitting. I could have quit. Mm-hmm. I could have taken that road, the easy road, but instead I decided that I was going to get out of my own comfort zones and do something that I didn't believe was possible for me. So I started to learn as much as I could about the art of speaking. I invested in a lot of classes and programs so I could learn how to deliver a presentation. And in the process, I liked it. Which is funny. I liked it.
Amazing.
I went from this scared little kid to this kid this adult going, oh, this is cool. And the other part of it, that I got rave reviews from the company that I worked for, is my content writing abilities. I would write presentations that were so unique and so different and really powerful. And so I had board members come to me and say, you know, you need to teach all the other people how to do this. Because they need to be doing presentations like you're doing. And that was the start for me, between the fact that I actually overcame my challenges with speaking, and that also too is attached to my creative ability. So I started that job in 1999. We're going back a few years, that's for sure. And I was I was there for 5 years. And I kept feeling like I'm supposed to speak. This awakened something totally new in me. It took me 5 years to actually leave that job. And I started my own business. I started my own public speaking training business. And it's been 10 years, and I've certainly learned what works and doesn't work, especially when it comes to business owners and entrepreneurs presenting, because it's very different than just your body language, your voice, your delivery. It's really about the content that they share, the way they share, the words that they use. All those things are important. So I've been spending the last 10 years continuing to fine-tune the craft and learn what works and doesn't work in the real world. And so in the process of that, the Six-Figure Speaking Goddess, award-winning speaking expert and best-selling author was birthed. I just followed my vision. I was willing to invest in myself and go for it. And that's how I got here, which is pretty darn cool.
Awesome. Yeah, it certainly is. It's amazing. And I think it's also encouraging for, you know, other small business owners and people who are, you know, maybe have different challenges in their life, but the fact that, you know, you were able to overcome that, and it just kind of took a decision, you know, being able to say, okay, what do I want? What do I really want? And then you were able to focus on that and say, okay, what do I need to do? I need to learn, so I need to invest in a course, and it makes all the difference in the world when you can take that action and, you know, have the results that you had.
Yep. And Gloria, the really cool thing for me too is my vision was to help as many people as I could help. And through the power of following my passion, I've helped clients all over the world. And it's amazing with the power of the internet. It doesn't mean that somebody has to be in front of me. And I've helped people with all different types of professions, from acupuncturists to Reiki masters to social media marketers. I mean, it's just unlimited to those type of individuals that I've been blessed to have an impact on their life. Lawyers, doctors, it's awesome.
Oh, I know. Yeah, absolutely. Because all those people need to be able to deal with speaking in some form or another. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be out on the stage, but it's also, I think, probably dealing with, even just dealing with customers one-on-one. I mean, is that, I mean, you've kind of talked about passion, but why, are there any other reasons why you are so passionate about helping others use, you know, speaking to, you know, be able to have that greater impact and increase their business?
Absolutely. You know, I talked about it really feeling like this is part of my calling in life and what I'm here to do. But as a business owner, the one thing that I have learned through growing my own business that speaking is an incredible marketing tool. Even if somebody doesn't like speaking, you need to be speaking. Because it really allows you to present your message to an entire group of people. So let's kind of look at the math perspective. So sometimes people go to networking meetings, which is a wonderful thing. So they go to a networking meeting, maybe they talk to two new people. We tend to talk to the same people week after week. Maybe they talk to two new people that came. So if they do that once a week, they have spoken to eight new people. So imagine if they were to speak to a group of 40 people in their local community, which is easy to do and certainly something that I've done over and over again. And you get to share your message with 40 people. Well, you do that four times in a month. That's 160 people that heard about what you do versus eight.
Right. That's true.
It's a significant difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so the more people you... Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's okay. So you're actually, what you're doing is you're valuing your time, knowledge, and energy by getting out there and speaking to groups. It is such an effective marketing tool. It also is really effective because people get to a sense of who you are. Because you get to speak to them for 20 minutes, a half hour, 40 minutes, an hour. They really get to see what you're about, which they won't have an opportunity to do in a short networking conversation. So they get to see you, they get to see to hear about your expertise, they get to learn from you, and they get to walk away feeling like, wow, this person really gets me. They really know what I need help with. And so ultimately, that always leads to new business.
That's the end of part one of our interview with Amanda Rose Igo, the six-figure speaking goddess. I hope you enjoyed that and got a lot of value out of it. Tune in next time because I'm going to be asking Amanda Rose about the number one mistake that speakers make that keep you from achieving the results that you want with your speaking, whether that is using it to grow your business or just to be able to get your message out there. So don't miss that. And to make sure that you don't miss it, I want to encourage you, if you have not done so already, to subscribe to this podcast. To subscribe to the Right, Sell, Succeed podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, whatever platform you're using to listen to this podcast, please do that. And also, if you would be so kind, if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave me a review and a comment. I'd love to be able to hear from you. So, until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSellSucceed.